The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who, The God Trap, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Part 3.
Howdy, Sheriff. You want a drink? Gosh, Sheriff. All you had to do was say no.
You killed Hank. Why'd you do it, Sheriff?
Because he is no sheriff. He is the mastermind behind all this. Aren't you, Sam?
Oh, my dear doctor. How wrong you are.
But you look like Sam. The lad I was talking to earlier. Only, now you look older. I don't understand.
Oh, I'm certain that you don't, Lord. But now it is time you understood everything.
Where are we now, Sam? Sam, are you there? Strange. He was with me a moment ago. He helped me move that large stone out of the way.
Mina! Oh, there you are.
I thought you were still in the TARDIS.
I was sick of being left out of things, so I decided to do a bit of exploring on my own. So what happened to the dock?
I'm not sure. We got separated. I met a young man named Sam, and he helped me get out of that stone labyrinth.
What stone labyrinth? What are you talking about?
The one... Wait a minute! There was a stone labyrinth just behind me there. I came out of it just there. Now there's nothing. Nothing here at all. Just blackness. Blackness as far as the eye can see. No pun intended, eye.
Strange. I was just with a young woman named Gemma, and now she's vanished too.
There's something very strange going on here, I...
Tell me about it.
I've suspected for some time that this is all an elaborate trap.
Well, if it's a trap, who's it meant to snare, eh?
That's just what the doctor said earlier.
I'm starting to sound like the doctor? I'll better get my circuits checked.
Hello? Where is this?
This is the realm of Motraband. Welcome, Lord of Time. Or do you prefer simply Doctor?
Oh, yes. A doctor will do nicely.
Of course, Lord Doctor. As you wish.
May I ask, where is my young friend Mina?
All of your friends are safe.
All? What do you mean, sir?
Brother Patriana will see to Mina. I and Taya. I believe that are their names, yes? Your traveling companions?
Well, Mina and... just a moment. Are you telling me that I left the safety of the TARDIS? And I told him to stay put, bothersome little robot?
Not to worry, Lord. All of your friends are quite safe here. No harm will come to them.
I should certainly hope not. Now... I want to know why we were brought here, and what this little game of yours is all about, eh?
Of course, Lord Doctor. All will be explained.
I should hope so. And quite soon.
Certainly, Lord. But perhaps you would first like to enjoy some refreshment. Won't you join me?
Well, I suppose I could do with a drop of tea, if you have any.
But, of course, anything you like.
Well, that is quite civilized of you. Yes, quite civilized.
What just happened?
We're in a different place all of a sudden. We're not alone.
There is no need to be alarmed.
If you're going to just whisk people away to a new place suddenly, without any warning, what do you expect them to be but alarmed? Bah!
He has a point, you know.
My apologies.
Apology accepted. Right, I?
Well, I suppose so. But you'd best be explaining yourself, and quite sharpish.
Of course. My name is Petrano. I am a monk, one of a brotherhood who seek merely truth and wisdom.
What is this place?
You have been brought to the realm of Mortraband.
Brought against our will, I might point out.
As honored guests, I can assure you.
But why?
A great honor is about to be bestowed upon your lord.
Ha! We have no lord. What do you think we are, a couple of plebes?
I apologize. No disrespect was intended, I can assure you.
Well, I should hope not.
I must apologize for my robotic friend. Please, continue with your explanation, Petrino.
For the last time, he isn't our lord. Granted, he likes to lord his superiority complex over us, but that's about the length and breadth of it. Lord, indeed. As if anyone could command me.
You do not respect the doctor?
Well, no, I didn't say that. The doctor is, well, competent enough. But...
Is he not your leader?
The doctor treats us as equals.
As if.
He is our guide on our journey through time and space.
Yeah. Right. Our guide. Yeah, that's about it. Nothing more, nothing less. If he could guide anyone anywhere, that is.
I see. Or rather, I don't see, but I am trying to understand you. Perhaps the other of your party could explain it further.
Other?
Are you a bit dense?
I? Don't be so insulting.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What I meant to say was, what other may you be referring to?
Isn't there a third companion of the Doctor? We expected there to be three in all.
What is this guy on? Jeez, he can't even count.
This is a very nice spread, Lodran. Oh, thank you. What lovely tea. Ooh. And you have such nice biscuits and cheese. And some lovely jams as well. Oh, I do enjoy some lovely jam with my biscuits.
I am pleased you are enjoying yourself, Lord Doctor. All this is yours. And there is more.
Oh, look at this. Apple and raspberry preserves, grapes and oranges and, even bananas. Oh, I do love bananas. Bananas are good. Yes, my dear Lotran, you've thought of everything. It's almost too perfect.
Oh, nonsense. We do but try, Lord. We merely try to provide for you, just as you will provide for us.
Oh, most kind. Most generous. Now, I'll what?
I'm sorry, Petrano. Please forgive us, but we're confused. What makes you think that there's another in our party? There's just I, the doctor, and myself. No other.
But surely is there not a third companion of the Lord of Time who accompanies you on your travels?
I'll check whatever you're smoking, Petrano, old chump. There's only three of us all together. The Doc, Mina, and the little floating robot, me. You people need to learn to count. See? One. Two. That's it. Just two of us so-called companions.
But this cannot be.
Oh, boy. He's slow, isn't he?
Shush, I. But I don't understand, Petrino.
Yeah, Who else would kick around the universe in a clunky old police box besides us?
Oh, this isn't right. This cannot be right. I must check this. If this proves to be true, then I must report this to Lotran straight away.
Lotran? Who is Lotran?
He's our senior brother.
He's the head cheese, eh?
Brother Lotran decides our actions, and he has foreseen your coming.
Foreseen? How?
We have a way of observing the universe and the people within it. We have observed the Lord of Times, the Doctor's travels, for many centuries. We foresaw his coming here. Lotran saw this as an opportunity.
Opportunity?
I don't like the sound of that.
I am sorry. I haven't time to explain further. Forgive me, but I shall return.
Wait, Petrino?
I shall not be long, my child. Please forgive me.
Hey, where did he go? He vanished into thin air. I'm not through with him. I want to give up a piece of my mind. Well, several pieces, actually. I'm so mad right now, it could pop. Ugh!
Should you be able to get mad, You're only a machine, after all.
Only? Mina, I like you, so I'm going to try to avoid being angry with you.
Well, thank you very much, But look, I have a feeling things are suddenly very bad for the Doctor.
Bad for the Doctor? Which means they're even worse for us. Bah! Typical.
Am I very much mistaken, Lotran? Or did I understand you to say that you expect me to provide something for you lot?
You understand perfectly, Lord Doctor.
Well, of course. If you need help with something, I'd be all too happy to help. In the usual way.
Oh, my lord, you must understand that what we need is more than a helping hand. We know of your travels. We have observed your adventures for many centuries, so we know of your good deeds.
Oh, so you're fans. I see. Well, that's very flattering, Lotran, believe me, but...
No, my lord. It goes much deeper than that. You see, we have seen your power. We know your knowledge is great. You have defeated countless evils in your travels. You have thwarted not only Daleks, Cybermen, Suntarans, and endless armies in your time, but you have overthrown powerful governments, tossed aside gods and demons and evil hordes as if sweeping away a colony of insects.
I have fought insects, too.
Yes, Lord, we have seen. Your powers are great.
Perhaps, but I am hardly a gun for hire.
No, of course not, Lord. We would not dare insult you by suggesting such a thing.
Then, if I may ask, Lotran, what exactly do you think I can provide to you and your people?
Why, knowledge, Lord, and guidance.
Are you seeking my advice on something?
Not merely that, Lord, no. We are expecting you to guide us to our future, to our destiny.
I'm afraid I'm awfully confused. I mean, I'm all too happy to help out, of course, but...
No, Lord. Help is not what we seek. At least, not all we seek.
Then tell me, Lotran, what can I possibly do for you?
You can become our Lord.
Eh? You mean... You want me to rule your people?
Even more than that, my dear Doctor. We want to worship you.
To worship me?
Yes, Lord of Time. We wish you to become our God.
Petrino! Have you spoken to Lotran?
Not yet.
Then what have you done?
I have gone to the place of observation.
The place of observation?
You guys sure are real original with your naming of things.
Just overlook I. We do.
Oh, ha ha ha, Mina. Thanks ever so much.
Hush, I. So, what have you observed, Petrino?
I have been observing your most recent travels, and I also have been observing your next few voyages as well. And I know now that Lotran is wrong.
Wrong? Wrong about what?
Wrong about what he prophesied. You see, Lotran believes the Doctor has great power because of his many great victories throughout the course of time. Lotran believes the Doctor to be a god who has been sent to guide us forward.
I must be dreaming. No, wait. I'm a robot. I don't sleep, so I don't dream. I must be going mad. Someone thinks the Doctor is a god? I'm going to need some therapy after this one.
Shush! I'm sorry. Please, go on, Petrino. You were saying...
Lotran believes the Doctor is meant to be our god. That he will lead us to our future, to our ultimate destiny. You see, our people have become mere observers. We watch the universe pass us by. We have become stagnant. At least, this is how Lotran feels. He believes we have a greater purpose, and that the Doctor will lead us to realize that purpose.
I'm sorry, Petrino. The Doctor is no god.
You can say that again.
I?
I know. The annoying little robot spoke out of turn again. My bad. Shutting up now.
The Doctor's just a man, Petrino. An extraordinary man, I'll grant you, but, well, just a Time Lord. His race has mastered the ability to travel through time and space, and the Doctor travels the universe helping where he can. But I'm afraid he barely knows what his own purpose is, let alone what the rightful destiny is for your people.
Yeah, he'd be lucky to find his own nose in the dark.
I please.
Well, it's true. To a point, anyway.
Anyway, as I was saying, Petrino, I don't think the Doctor is exactly what your Lotran thinks him to be.
Yes, I see that now.
Sense and reason at last!
Tell me, Petrino, what will Lotran do when he realizes his mistake?
I fear he will not take it well. He may grow angry, and if that happens, he may choose to destroy the Doctor.
And us as well, no doubt.
Quite. However, I know that you are destined to leave this place, to fight more evils, to meet new friends. So, therefore, you will leave this place, no matter what Lotran feels he must do. And I feel it is my responsibility to help you to get away from here.
Are you sure about that? Won't Lotran be very, very angry with you if you help us?
Perhaps, but no matter. My people must sort out our own problems and seek our own destiny. We do not need to create a god for ourselves to solve every problem for us, as Lotran believes. Your departure will prove this to Lotran and to my people.
I think you're right, Petrino.
Now, we must hurry. You must get back to your time vessel, and then you must retrieve the Doctor and get away from here. I will help you to achieve this.
Thank you, Petrino. We would be most grateful.
Yeah, what she said.
Slow down, Lotran. Let me get my head round this. You think I'm a god?
You have great power. We have observed it.
If you mean that knowledge is power, then I would agree with you. But I'm no god, nor would I wish to be.
What are you saying, Lord?
Please refrain from addressing me as Lord. I am no such thing. Well, that is to say, I am a Time Lord, yes. But I think you are mistaken as to exactly what it means to be a Time Lord.
Then perhaps you could enlighten me.
Oh, Lotran, I'm not sure I could fully enlighten you on that subject, even if we had 100 years to sit and discuss it, which we haven't.
You have all of time at your disposal, do you not, Lord?
Let's just suppose, for the sake of argument, that I don't. Eh, Lotran? What would your reaction be to that,
I would have to doubt my own judgment. For it is I who prophesied your coming here, to this realm, to guide us.
And the end result would be, assuming I'm not the god you believed me to be.
If you were to prove false, I think I would have to be very cross with you.
Which means you tried to destroy me?
Which means, if you are not my god, you are my enemy, Doctor.
I was afraid you'd say something like that. I couldn't help but notice earlier that you mentioned my friends, yet you counted one too many of them.
The Lord of Time always has companions.
Yes, this is true. At this point in time, I have but two, Mina and I. I don't know who this Taya is that you mentioned, so I'm going to assume that I simply haven't met he or she as yet.
Which means that we have made a grave mistake.
Patriano, my brother, what is the meaning of this?
I have gone to the place of observation, and I have studied the travels of the Doctor. He is meant to leave our realm and continue on his travels.
Do you know what you are saying, my brother?
I do. The Doctor is not our god. He was never meant to be. You are attempting to disrupt the natural order of things, Lotran.
No, it is you who are trying to disrupt my plans, Patriano. And I will stop you.
It is too late for that, I'm afraid, my brother.
Quickly, Doctor! Into the TARDIS! We must get away from here!
No, you must stop!
We cannot hinder them, my brother. Go now, Doctor. Continue on your way. Your journey does not end here.
Thank you, my kind fellow. I wish you and your people well, Lotran.
Good journey, Doctor.
Goodbye.
No! Wait! You have betrayed our people, Patriano. You have betrayed me. I will destroy you. You have allowed the Lord of Time to leave our realm. How dare you?
I dare because it is right. And you can do nothing to me, Lotran.
You forget yourself, brother. I am the leader here. And if I cannot trap a god, then I will become one.
It is you who forgets himself, Lotran. Do you think I am alone? I have spoken with the Council, and it has been decided. You will no longer lead us. You are not fit.
Not fit? How dare you?
You have lost your way, Lotran, and you almost led our people astray. But that shall not happen now. You are stripped of your title and your power. It has been decided. You will be exiled, set adrift within the void of time and space. There you will be humbled by mortality.
No. I will return one day, Patriano. I will grow strong. When I have power, I will come back to this realm and lay waste to it, to everything, and to you, to all of you.
How sad that one so high has fallen so far. Farewell, my brother. It is my hope that you will learn humility on your journey. And it is my hope that the Doctor also finds that which he needs on his journey. A journey no one has the right to impede. Godspeed, Doctor.
Well now, that was certainly an interesting day.
That's one word for it.
Yes, it is indeed. It is my understanding that you disobeyed a direct instruction of mine by leaving the TARDIS.
Yeah, so? What of it? You're not the boss of me.
Oh, how quaint. We picked up some slang. Well, I may not be, the boss of you, as you so sloppily put it, but I am in charge of this expedition through time and space.
You may be in charge of this expedition, as you say, Doc, but you are not a god. So don't get any delusions of grandeur. You're not lording it over us, is he, Mina?
The thought hadn't even crossed my mind. After all, my dear, I'm only trying to look out for you. For your best interest, nothing more, nothing less.
Now, wait. You're being far too reasonable, Doctor. Are you saying... I mean... Well, aren't you going to argue with me?
Nope, not today.
Not even a little bit?
No, not even a little bit.
But why not?
Simply because I know more than anything else right now that fact alone will be enough to irritate you for the rest of the day.
Why, you stuffy old...
No, isn't happening. I'm not arguing with you. I'm in far too good a mood for that.
Go stick your head in an ice bucket.
You know, that sounds rather refreshing.
Well, then in that case, go and get yourself stuffed.
Another splendid idea. Thank you, I am rather peckish. Would you join me for a spot of dinner, Mina?
That sounds lovely, Doctor. Thank you.
Excellent, my dear.
But, you can't just...
What? Enjoy our evening? Of course we can.
But you... Bah! Fine! Have it your own way. I'll be in the garden if anyone wants me.
I knew that it'd get his goat.
That's very amusing, Doctor.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Doctor?
Is something on your mind, Mina?
Well, it's just that Petrino mentioned a fourth member of our crew. Do you know who that might be?
I haven't the faintest idea, my dear, and you know what?
What's that, Doctor?
I think I like it that way. I mean, it's more fun that way. In other words, it's not the destination, but the journey.
That sounds like a truth, Doctor.
Indeed it is, my dear. Yes! You know, I'm reminded of another truth, my dear Mina.
Oh? What's that, Doctor?
That I'm famished.
Dinner?
Dinner. You know, I do a mean grilled halibut. What say we have a barbecue out in the garden?
Won't that annoy a certain little robot?
Yes. Yes, it will. The perfect end to a perfect day.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The God Trap, Part 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Joel Nisbet as Hank, Shane Harris as Tex, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Julian Bain as Lotran, Tanya Milojevic as Mina, Brian Reed as I, and Joel Nisbet as Petrino. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme, as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The co-producer was Jeff Niles. The post-production editor for this production was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, The God Trap, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2021. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support.
Join us next time for a new Doctor Who adventure titled Good or Evil, which will introduce DRE's new Doctor. That production is coming soon and will be brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please keep circulating the URL. In other words, share and enjoy. It is of note that this episode is dedicated to our lost dear friend, Jeff Nile.
This program is copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.